The Shulchan Aruch begins Simen Aleph and tells us, Tov Lomar Parshas Haman. It's good for a person to say the Parsha of the Man every day. And we know that the Parsha of the Man is very important for us in all generations, because we're told in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, that a jug of Man was meant to be put aside as a Mishmeret by the Aron Kodesh. Why is the Parsha of the Man so important? The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Kedei Sheyamin Shekol Mezonotav Ba'in Ba'ashkacha Pratit, that a person should realize that all of his food, all of his parnasa, really comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though we put in effort in accomplishing it. I believe that if you look at Rashi on the words Dvar Yom Biyomo, Pasuk Dalet, that emphasize that the man had to be taken every day, the amount for that day, we see a deeper idea. Rashi says, number one, they had to take what they needed for the day. V'lo yilaktu hayom l'tzorach machor. Quoting the Mechilta, they could not collect today for the next day. And then Rashi says, Lamana nasenu ayelich b'torati, to test whether they're ready for the Torah, shelo yotiru mimenu, to see whether they passed the test of not leaving anything over. Why was this so important, to take only for that day, to not save anything for a non-rainy day, for a non-Monday? Why was it usher for them to save for the future? The Rashbam and the Orach Chaim both make the point and say that people should appreciate their dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their food. Or as we say in Dvarim Perek Chet, Lamano diacha ki lo al alechem levado yichia adam, ki al kol motzei pi Hashem yichia adam. It's not the bread that we survive upon, it's the word of God giving it to us. Gemara in Yoma presents this in a very strong way. The Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked him, why didn't the man come once a year? Why did they have to go out collecting it every day? And Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, imagine a family, a father of a family of four or five children, going to sleep without any food left, and knowing that if there was no man the next day, in the middle of the desert, they would all starve and die. Appreciating this dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says in the Mechilta, Lo nitna Torah lidrosh elo leochle aman. The Torah was given in the first generation to study to those who relied on man, those who knew that what they needed came from Hashem, and that they would have it every day, wouldn't need to think about tomorrow, would be able to focus on the day, having their food, being able to learn and invest in other things. Or as we say in the bracha about Torah before Kriya Shema, Avinu Malkenu, Ba'avur Avotenu Shebatchu Becha, Vatalamdeim Chukei Chaim. Because our ancestors trust in you, that's why you were able to teach them, the Torah. This is a broader idea of a person, even when they're not living off man, realizing that what they need for the day they have, and what they'll need for tomorrow, they rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give them. This was the Hanhaga of Hillel. The Gemara in Yoma tells us that Hillel every day would earn one tropic. Half he would use to support his family, the other half he would invest in his learning, trusting that there would be more the next day. And that's why Hillel, the Gemara in Beit HaDaf Tes Zayin, disagrees with Shammai, who says that we should put aside food for Shabbos on Sunday. Hillel says, I believe there'll be good food on Friday. I don't need to start putting aside already on Sunday. The context of that Gemara is the very famous statement of Chazal that a person's parnasa is set from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur for the rest of the year, and therefore a person should work hard then and believe that what's set then they'll have for the future. And this is why the Mishnah Berurah adds, after he says that the goal of saying Parshas Haman is Kedei Sheyamin Shekol Mezonosav Bain Bashkacha Pratis, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Lahoros She'ein Ribui HaHishtadlus Mo'il Mu'una, to realize, to teach us, that doing more Hishtadlus won't help us. It's set, what we'll receive, it's Min HaShemayim, we have to do our Hishtadlus, but know that it comes from Hashem, and therefore we can and should invest our time in other things. And this is what we mean when we say in the morning, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. The belief, the recognition that God has created what we need, what we have we need, and what we need we have. And that's why we're told by Ibn Ezra, Ha'aver Ayin V'ha'atir Adayin V'ahove Keheref Ayin Da'aga Minayin. Why worry if we know the past is gone, the future isn't here yet, and the present is just a blink? Rav Aryeh Levine taught us beautifully that the word Da'aga has all of the first five letters of the alphabet with the exception of the bet. The bet is for bitachon, because a person who has bitachon has no reason to worry. Let's conclude with the Hiratzim we say, after we say the Parshas Haman every day, Hiratzim lefanach Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu she'tazmin parnasa l'chol amcha beit Yisrael, Uparnasati, Uparnasat Anshe Beti Bichlalam, Benachat Velo Bitsar, Bechovod Velo Bebizui, Behet Velo Beisser, Kedesha Nucha Lavodavo de Secha, Velumo Torah Secha, Kamosha Zanta Lavotenu Man Bamidbar, Beretz Tzia Vaarova. The custom is Parshas Beshalach to say the Parsha of the Man, not just to say it, but to reflect on the recognition that what we have is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We should do our Ishtadlus, but invest our time in other valuable things, which show our appreciation of the fact that what we need we receive from Hashem.